Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Holly Wade back on the show. Holly is Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB, and she brings with her the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, almost a half century as the Holy Grail, the gold standard of small business sentiment, and she is the one of the two leaders there, along with the founder of that index, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, whom we revere around here. Holly, welcome back.
Great, thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
It's good to have you back as always. So, Holly, can you give us a quick report on the economy? What you know about the economy? We, of course, it fell off the table in April for the second quarter.
Sure did.
Third quarter came back though, right? A long way to come, but third quarter was better, right?
It was.
It is. We're in it. We're in the middle of it right now. But it is better. It's looking better.
It does look better. Small business owners are a bit more optimistic looking forward as the economy keeps kind of revving up. But, so expectations have improved. In the August survey, one of the most notable changes or shifts in the index came from earnings trends. So earnings trends improved, which was hugely important, obviously, for small business owners. And so we're back kind of where we were in June, which is good news. Mm-hmm. However, some of the indicators outside of the index are still struggling. So actual sales, inventory, capital spending are still pretty low. And so we're looking to see if those start, gaining some traction in the next couple months. We'll see the weather's going to start shifting. So that might be a factor too.
So overall, what I wanted to do was just sort of parallel the, juxtapose the NFIB, your index, with the national GDP trend. And it seems to be, I mean, obviously half the economy is a small business sector, but it seems to be pretty much tracking along with that. And that's what I like to see, as you know. I mean, you guys are the gold standard, but it's always good to sort of check your position with other indicators, isn't it?
It is. It is very helpful to see where we are in comparison. And in this case, we are kind of going along with the national average as far as GDP. We've seen, some improvements on the small business sector, improvements on a national scale. And, while at the beginning of the health crisis, everybody seemed to be more or less equally impacted, now it's a bit more disjointed and more uneven as far as who's now being most impacted. It is very industry specific.
Mm-hmm. And sector like restaurants and hospitality, airlines, the business travel sector, that sort of thing. So the overall, the index was up this month. For the month of August over what it had been.
Yeah.
So the 10 indicators pointed upward as in the aggregate, but there are some individual ones that we're going to get into in a little bit. But one thing I noticed recently was the overall national unemployment dropped into the single digits, didn't it? Like 9%.
It did, and that's a good
sign. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. And that's good news for our members, for small business owners generally, who are looking to fill some of these open positions that they unfortunately had to lay off at early on in this health crisis. And so it's good to see people becoming more, back connected with their jobs. And, hopefully over the next few months, we'll even see more of that.
Right, exactly. And so we're looking forward to seeing what the September is going to show and what the third quarter is going to show. And economists are already forecasting fourth quarter, first quarter 21 as being pretty robust too. So that's good news too. And I mean, I think we're a lot of expectations are on the positive side. NFIB.com, smallbiz.us, right? That's Bill's website, I think. Is that right? No, smallbiz.org.
I can never remember.
Smallbiz.org, I think. Small biz as in B-U-S, small B-U-S. That's where the U-S came in. Smallbus.org is the website. Quick break, right back with Holly Wade. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.